Hello?
Hey, is this James?
Yeah.
Hey, James, how are you? This is Zach. You filled out a web form on my website about your property on Bay Street.
You what now?
You filled out a web form on my website about your property on Bay Street.
Didn't fill out nothing.
Oh, you're not interested in selling your house?
Well, I took some guy this morning.
Yes, sir. I got your information on my website.
Well, you got somebody scooping the shit out there for you.
I gotcha. Are you not selling
Well, yeah, if you pay me what I offer, what I ask,
What are you looking to get for it, sir?
I answered the questions already.
I know, but I'm clearly not the same person as you spoke to. And I, you
It's
know,
worth
go ahead.
350,000.
You want 350,000?
That's it. Cash and carry.
Where are you planning on going? I mean, you got somewhere else to live?
Yep.
Okay. To be honest with you, Mr. Henderson, I can see where you would say that number, but I'm very familiar with the area. I've seen the house myself. I have some property out on Pleasant Avenue and over there on Pretty Lake. I'm sure you're aware that it's not completely broom swept perfectly clean,
I understand that, but it's sitting on three lots where they can put four houses, and I'm not giving it up. It's mine. I own it.
Say that again. You're sitting on what?
I'm sitting on three lots where you can put four houses on my lot, and that's what they want to do. They want to tear the house down and put four houses. You make $3.5 million off of building four houses.
Right. And who told you that
I'm
you could
not
build?
stupid. I'm not stupid. I mean, I see. They just took a 50-foot lot and put four houses on it, selling them for $750,000 a piece. They ain't got no nothing. I got three lots, which you can put four. You can probably even put five if you arrange them right.
No, you're
And
not.
I'm not going to give up the property for free.
I'm not asking you to, Mr. Henderson. You're at a quarter, you're at a little bit bigger than a quarter of an acre. I'll be honest with you. And I'm not gonna waste your time. I got property in the area. I understand the market very well. Yes, you could put maybe a couple houses on that lot.
You can put four houses on this lot.
Okay, well, until you have a stamped approved letter from the county saying you can, then you really, it's just speculative.
Yeah, they will because they want the tax revenue.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it's speculative until you have that. And the realistic part about it is if someone is going to actually do that, well, more power to them. But I can tell you now that generally speaking, the average person is not going to tear this house down and do that. And I think we can find common ground on that. I mean, it's realistic, it's logical. And an average investor is not going to be able to take this house down for one and build four new houses or three new houses. One, because they don't have the experience and they lack the logic and knowledge to be able to do so. But I mean, there is a realm of where I would purchase it for 350 as is the way it is, but you'd have to be open for terms. I mean, I'm an investor and I buy and I build, but I don't, if I'm going to pay retail for a property that has, that I am overpaying for, you say it's the values in the land. Well, it's not cut up, it's not rezoned. You have to tear this house down, so it's speculative. I mean, if I were to pay you 350, you'd have to be open for terms.
My price is 350K cash and
Right.
more. That's it.
Right. Well, you know, if you get an offer for 350, I'll advise you to take it.
Oh yeah, I will. I will if I get an offer for 350.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's paid for, and all I gotta pay is taxes.
Yep.
And I'm military retired, Social Security, and all that good stuff, and I have a business.
Right. And who's telling you that you can put four houses on that lot? Who's telling you that?
I can measure that. I can see all the other land around here.
Yeah,
You need
but
to drive it. You say you've been around here, you've gotten property. You need to drive around here and see what they're how they're building houses.
I understand. I
My
know.
land, my property is 75 foot wide by 250 foot deep.
Okay.
All right. The houses are 25 foot wide. Most of them are 25, not even 25 foot
Yes.
wide, but that's okay. We'll go on a 25 foot wide assumption.
Understand.
And 50 foot deep with garages behind them. Everybody shares the middle.
So here's what I
Go down here on Ocean View about.
I know where Ocean View is. I told you I'm very familiar with the area.
Okay, down on Ocean View, they just got through putting four houses on this. I don't even think the lot was.
Let me
it may have been 50 foot wide. I'm not sure.
Mr. Henderson, let me give you this number. It will help you understand exactly what your property can or cannot do. Do you have a pen?
No, I don't.
Do you want the number?
I'm in a position where I can't get to a pen.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'll text you this number, and you call them. This is the planning director, all right? His name's Robert. You call the planning director, and if the county says that you can put four houses on it, I'd be willing to do it, but I don't agree with you on four houses. I don't agree with you. You, the measurements might make sense in your head, but as far as what the county is willing and allowing you to do is two totally different things. But I'll send you the number.
Okay.
And you call them, and if they say yes, we got a deal today.
Okay.
Cash.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you right now. All right?
All right.
All right, Mr. Anderson.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.